Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to New Beginnings, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Welcome, and thank you for joining me. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network with the New Beginnings, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. The scripture for tonight, we're starting out with Romans. We're in Romans, y'all. Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. Reading from the King James Version tonight. Okay. Romans chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Praise God. The word is blessed, and we ask God to bless the reading of the word and the hearers of the word, that the word is true, and that we believe on the word. Praise God. Let's have prayer. Prayer tonight. For those who are sick and afflicted, those have lost loved ones, not only to these diseases, but to illnesses and to famine and to war and negligence plays a big part of death also, okay? For our loved ones, pray for the young people. Pray for the authorities, the governments of the world. And pray for the people that don't have any hope. Pray for people that need encouraging. And we pray for ourselves. We pray for our neighbors on either side. And we pray for God to protect and to keep his people throughout all this chaos in the world. Okay? All right. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we honor you and truly thank you, God. Thank you for rising us up to see another day. Brand new day, Father God. Your mercies were new. This day, we truly thank you, Lord. We thank you for life and life more abundantly also. You sit high and you look low. And you thought enough about us to come down and take care of us, Father God, because we couldn't do it for ourselves. Giving you the honor, we praise you. Glorify your holy name. We give you the highest praise by saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you for my life, health, and strength. I thank you for neighbors on either side, Father God, that we can live peaceably with one another, even though they are not of my culture. They are still people. They're individuals. You created all things. You created them as well as you created me. I'm no better than them. I humble myself down before you, Father God, and I offer unto them what I have that they can use, Father God, and that your light and your spirit, Father God, that dwells within me, excuse me, it shows, Father God, it shows. My life should exemplify what it means to serve you, God, and I'm just asking you, Lord God, to open my heart, Father God. Search it out, Lord God. There's some dark places in there, Father God. Help me to rid myself, sanctify myself, that your spirit can just take it all out, take it away. It's unnecessary, Father God. Man alive, who's seeking the spirit, Father God. We pray for the next person in line that wants to be saved, Father God. And all we have to do is believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. It's simple. Help us, Father God, to do those things that are needful in our lives and needful in others' lives, whereas we can help out in ways that's going to bring glory to you. It's not about us getting a pat on our back. It's not about us standing before a crowd and speaking out. It's about us being humble, Father God. Not that we'll be raised up, stay humble, that you can use us for your glory, Father God. Your will is being done. Your will be done. Your will has been done. And we thank you for mercy and grace that's carrying us, Father God. The word says your grace is sufficient. Sometimes we feel that it's too hard, Father God. We can't do it. But, Lord, we go back, we think about your son, Jesus Christ, bearing our sin on the cross, Father God. The indignation, Father God. The accusations. The abuse that he suffered for me. And for you, Lord God, I just truly thank you. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful that he stood up for me. I truly thank you, God, for sending him in my place to the grave with the sins of the world on him, letting me know that I don't have to die in my sin. Thanking you, God, and pray for the next person in line. Thanking you, God, that I can pray for myself, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, that I can live a righteous life. Holiness is still right. No matter what's going on in the world, the chaos, Father God, the chaos in the environment, the chaos within people. Some days are rough, Father God, but you bring us through. You brought us through them all so far, and I thank you for that. I thank you for the listeners tonight, Father God, and I thank you for answering prayers, Father God. Not only for blessings, but you've answered prayers, Father God, dealing with people's finances, Lord God, dealing with people's health, dealing with people's situations, Father God, getting along with others, how to love, Father God, and not hating, and how to be angry and sin not. Thank you, Lord, for me. I thank you for me. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. I can't say it enough, but I thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to have this ministry that's going on over 5 years. I'm sure it's blessed so many people, Father God, to encourage them. And to let them know that somebody cares, somebody loves them, somebody has been there before them. And it's a help to them and for me also. But information is being passed back and forth, through and through, looking out one for another. I am my brother's keeper. I thank you, God. I truly thank you. Thank you again, Lord. Giving you the praise, we glorify your holy name, and we thank you, God. We know you're a healer, Jehovah Rapha. We know you're a provider. Yes, Lord, Jehovah Jireh. And we know you're a God of peace. Yes, Lord, Jehovah Shalom. Yes, God. We honor you, and we love you, Father God. Not because of anything that we've done, but we love you because you first loved us, Father God, and you didn't let us be destroyed. You helped us to go through situations, Father God. You're bringing us through right now. Thank you. Giving you the praise, glorifying your holy name. I say thank you once again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay. All right. Good evening. Is that Miss Margaret?
Okay. Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you making out?
I'm doing great. God is so good to me. I can't help but give him the praise.
I can see the smile on your face right now. we give him the praise. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Honoring him or honoring you. All right.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go, y'all. Okay. I didn't have a subject for tonight, but as always, God, he provides whatever we need. He provided for Abraham with a sacrifice. He provided. He provided the world. God provided a sacrifice for the world, his only begotten son. He did. He did for me and for you. We thank him for the time that we have been given, which is now up to this point. And we're going to try to be as positive, thankful, and grateful, glorifying him. Glorifying him, because it ain't about us. It's all about him. Genesis 1 tells us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then a little further down there, it tells you that, excuse me, God created everything in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth. So there's no way around to say, well, God didn't do this and God didn't do that. And it's not that God is bringing his wrath on humanity. No, he's allowing these things to happen. He's allowing these things to happen because men's hearts have gotten cold. Oh, the thoughts are sinful. Kind of, you know, it's on a regular. It's when I was out there in the world, it's like, boy, I was just thinking about what I can do next, you know? What can I do next? It wasn't holy. It wasn't sanctified. No, it was something out in the world. It was sinful. And it was just, you know, against humanity, against other human beings. But to God be the glory. When that time came, fullness of times for me and my life came, God's Spirit, his Holy Spirit, drew me, and I stepped in, and I became a part of the kingdom, still a part of the kingdom, doing what I need to do while I'm here, okay? All right. God, he came to me, and he... Well, the Spirit, it came to me and told me, let's talk about something new, all right? But I was looking up some stuff about the truth, but we need to get to that point to where we got to get new. There needs to be a newness of life somewhere. You know, the same old thing. I used to be in a rehab, and they would say, If you keep doing the same old thing, expecting different results, that's called insanity. So by me still doing the same thing over and over and over while I was out in the world looking for different results, hey, I was insane. It's just that simple, y'all. I was insane. You know, some people may not want to look at it like that, but I was insane. My mind was insane. My body was insane. But the Spirit of the Lord, it drew me, and I latched on to it, and I asked him to forgive me of my sin and to save me, and I was accepted in. And I sanctified myself, and the Lord, he sent the Spirit in to sanctify me wholly. And I'm holding on. You know, sometimes it's rough. Sometimes it's worse than others. But... Paul says something about glory in our infirmities. And I'm learning what that means. Glory in my infirmities. Because the worse things get, my smile should get wider and wider on my face. And those past deeds and thoughts, they should be gone. They should be gone. Okay? All right. Here we go. All right. I got a couple of scriptures here. I'm going to read this one here. 2 Corinthians. Let me get my book. 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5, y'all. We're going to start there. 2 Corinthians 5. And let's see. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Okay, let's start here. This is about newness of life, a new day, a new you, a new me. We've been given an opportunity on a new day. Grace and mercy is fresh and new this day, because this day hasn't come. We haven't seen this day, and grace and mercy is given out. It's not given out to the dead. There is no power in the grave. There is no power. There is none. So we're going to do this 2 Corinthians 5, 17, okay? And again, King James Version. Okay. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, or any woman, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, or beg you. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, in Jesus Christ. So we don't have to die in our sin. Jesus Christ, he died for the whole world. For the whole world. He doesn't die every time, a sinner is born or a sinner is out there in the world doing this and doing that. He died one time for the whole world, for those past and those coming up. He died one time. And it's for us as human beings. We were made, created for God's glory. We were created for God's glory. And the word of God, the Old Testament, it points to Jesus and the reconciliation, the means by which we can get up out of this sinful nature that we have. And be able to deal in this sinful world, you know. The Israelites, they were to pass along the way. They were to pass along the way to the whole world, the rest of the world. But they kept falling and kept falling and kept falling, and God kept spanking them and forgiving them, and they get back up, and they fall and do something. They worship idol gods, and They did all kinds of stuff they shouldn't have been doing. They were doing things that other peoples were doing. And they wanted to be like other peoples. But we as individuals, we need to be ourselves. We need to be who we're supposed to be. Who are we? You know, we have to get to the bottom of it. We do. We have to get to the bottom of it. We got to get rid of all that old stuff, you know, in the mind. It's like they say, spring cleaning, when you do spring cleaning, we need to do our mind the same way, y'all, you know, but not necessarily wait until springtime. We can do it each and every day, each and every day. Before that day gets going, we can get rid of that stuff that's there, that's taking up space in our head, and put something else there. The Word of God. The Word of God, it's like a lesson book. You know, we go to school. This is the curriculum they lay out for us in life. Now, this Bible, it's like a textbook in this way of life, you know. This is, we're in the world, but not of the world. But it is a way of life, living holy, living righteous, not as the world lives. No, no. We give our lives over, confess and profess Christ. It's a new way to live, y'all. And by us being blessed with a new day, you know, it's not that we're looking to get blessed with a pocket full of money all the time. No, we're blessed with life. And we're able to come into a new day. God wakes us up. Well, he allows us to see a new day. It's truly a blessing. It's one of the greatest blessings there ever was to someone that's alive. Because we have opportunity to to grow. From yesterday, we have opportunity to go to another level. We have opportunity to help somebody else that we know needs helping. And we have opportunity to love people as God loved us, unconditionally. We get to love people as we want them to love us. Whether or not they do, that's on them. And once upon a time, it was like some people just can't, you know, you just can't get along with. You know, you can't understand why you can't get along with them. You find out you just don't like them. But I prayed, and I asked God, I said, God, I have to be around these people to live life. And God, he gave me opportunity to be able to deal with the situation, you know. He took me up out of that situation to where I didn't have to be around those people like I used to be. And I can get along with a person from a distance, but if it's, you know, it's sometimes it's just the way a person's personality is or characterized, you know. Just can't get along with them. But I asked God, I said, Lord, I don't hate these people. I just, you know, it's just something about them. I don't know. I just can't get in there. And you know, I don't disrespect them or nothing, but he helped me to deal accordingly in that situation. Because I didn't want to fall, you know. But I can love and care for these people in a way that's not disrespectful. It's not disrespectful. Mm-mm. But I thank God for honoring my prayers at that time. At that time. At that time. And I've been trying to make things new ever since. Each and every day, try to do something new, do something different, say something a little different to somebody or bring a new attitude into being, speak to people, whereas, you know, some people, I just look at them and keep moving. You know, now, you know, I can have a smile on my face and speak to somebody, and it's like, okay, that wasn't that hard, you know. Nobody told me I had to have a conversation unless the Spirit of God leads me to do that. I'll do that. No problem with that. But to God be the glory, you know. To His Spirit lead me to do these things, and not me out of need to be seen or heard, you know, or to even think it's all about me. No, no. Let the Lord's Spirit lead and guide me to do whatever it is I need to do for the kingdom. I just thank God. I do. I thank God. Yeah. Okay. Let's get a couple of scriptures under our belt here. All right. I got this one here, Galatians 6 and 15. Let's do that. Galatians 6 and 15. Okay? All right, let me get my thing here. Galatians 6 and 15. Let's go back. All right, okay. All right, y'all, here we go. I got it going on here with my scriptures, Galatians 6 and 15. All right, okay. Again, King James version here. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. So in other words, he's talking about the circumcised is the Jew. The uncircumcised is the Gentile. It availeth nothing, but in Christ, it brings about a new creature. So we should be new creatures in Christ, not still hanging out in the world. Find peace in Christ. We can find stability in Christ. We can find love in Christ. You know? Let's go here. Colossians 3 and 10. Okay? Colossians 3 and 10. It's one of my favorites. Colossians 3 and 10. All right. Let's go up here. I'm going to do this. Colossians 3 and 1. Let's go back. Colossians 3 and 1, still in King James Version. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things are sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. And the which ye also walk sometime when you live in them. And I'm one. I walked in them. But to God be the glory. Ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Let's drop down to 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Newness of life. It's about new. It's not about me and my old pimp walk and, you know, the fancy clothes and the slick talk. And I had a client one time. I was caregiver. And this client, he told me, he said, you know, he gave me this nickname. He said, you make me think I make him think of a silver-tongued devil. That's what he said. He said, you can talk a person into doing just about anything you want him to, don't you? And I laughed, and I said, no. I said, that was then. You know, I'm out to help people out now and do whatever needs to be done the right way, doing the right thing. And I kind of you know, when I tossed that around in my head, I said, yeah, maybe I could present myself and, you know, get something from some people, but it's not about that. You know, I was there to help him out, to encourage him to be an individual, not to do whatever it was for him, but for him to do for himself, to encourage him and let him see that he has life in his body and he can deal accordingly. And I think he was 5 years, 5 years, 5 years older than me. He passed at 73 years old. And here I am now, 73 years old, and still serving God, you know, still serving God. And the tongue is not silver anymore, no. It's not silver, no. No, it's not silver. But it's being used, not mine, God's glory, okay? All right. I'm going to do this last one right here. John 8 and 36, okay? John 8 and 36. Okay. John 8 and 36. That's going to wrap it up for me for scripture. John 8 and 36, okay? All right, here we go. I'm still in King James. The Son, therefore, shall make you free. Ye shall be free indeed. So in other words, once you become free, you don't have to go back to being a prisoner living under a lie, a falsehood. You can be free. The truth shall make you free. It shall make you free because truth is life. That's how we have to look at it. Truth is life. And if we want to live, we need to get involved with the truth, you know. We need to wrap that thing around our head, carry it in our pocket, you know what I'm saying, hide it in our heart. Truth, which is the word of God. And I'm not talking about every word that's in the Bible, no, because there's some evil people in the Bible, too. And they have no conversation. And we just have to decide for ourselves and not wait till it's too late because things are so chaotic in the world. Some people don't know whether they're coming or going. They don't want to give in to the Spirit of God. They want to hang out still stuck in the world, and you wind up being lost, and there's only one way to go when you're lost, and that's the hell. That's the hell. And there's a scripture that lets us know that hell is enlarging itself, and it's coming up to meet the sinner, you know? And why would a person want to be a part of that, you know? Why would a person want to be in fire forever and ever and ever and ever? There is no ending to forever, you know? There is no ending. That's from that time forward. That time forward. But to be at peace with God and to be fellow heir with Jesus Christ, you know? No more pain. No more crying. No more heartache. No more suffering. No more confusion. You know, no more sickness. God looks after his people. These are promises he made to his people, those that keep his commandments, those that keep his word, will have opportunity at the tree of life. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this newness thing, newness of life, we have a new day. Let's try to do a new thing. Say something new. Do something new. Just for the glory of God, for the kingdom. We can do it if we want to. We just have to get to that point to where God can use us, you know. And we can receive those blessings in our lives They will manifest themselves because they can manifest themselves because the what we need is in the spiritual realm. If we can just get ourselves up out the flesh, because we've been trained in the world, in the flesh, we have been trained to live a certain way from a child up. You know, we go to school, we were going to school when it's dark, and then after we graduated school or we left school, what did we do? We went to work in the dark, you know? But once we change over and start serving God by Christ Jesus, we don't have to be in darkness no more, you know? We can walk in the light. We don't have to worry about darkness, you know? We can walk in the light, and God, he manifests himself to us in the light, through his son, Jesus Christ, to get to God. But Jesus Christ, when he rose from the dead, all power was given to him in heaven and in earth. So he the man. Yes, he the man. And for us to be ambassadors, you know, an ambassador, let's see what an ambassador is. He's an official diplomatic agent, high rank, who is sent out by a ruler, government official, as a public representative. An ambassador for Christ is one who is sent out to work as a citizen of God's kingdom, representing truth and light in a world of deceit and darkness. And it's not for us to go out into the world and become darkness. No, we are to be light in a dark world, you know. That light's supposed to be God's light. That light should be glowing all around us, for people to want to approach us and ask us, you know, what's up with that, you know? Just like Simon. We did a Sunday school lesson on a guy called Simon. And he was a sorcerer, witchcraft, and he held people at bay. You know, he had control over them because he, you know, he worked this and worked that, and people were scared. And then, of course, you know, it's something that people need to believe that it's real and it happens. Just because we don't see it does not mean that it's not there. And by him doing what he was doing over the people, when the apostles came through with the Holy Ghost, that was something he thought he needed to have. So he wanted to buy it. He wanted to buy the Holy. He wanted to buy the way to do that, to lay his hands so he could pass along the Holy Ghost to people. And they told him, they said, no, man, wrong idea, bro. Wrong idea. You can't buy this with money. It's a gift from God, you know. And they let him know, and he got a little fearful. And he asked them, he said, excuse me. I want y'all to pray for me that none of this stuff would happen because of what I tried to do. You know, and all he had to do was pray for himself, get an understanding of what they were doing, who they were, and learn of God. And he would know about this power, that he couldn't just go out and buy it with money, so he can do it himself, then he would be like a god, you know? People would be looking at him like a god. And I'm pretty sure that seems like what he was wanting, he was wanting people to do, because the Holy Spirit is power. The Holy Ghost is power, y'all. It's power. When Jesus went back to heaven, he told them, he said, if I don't go back, the Comforter won't come. And the Comforter, it's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. It's a comforter. It will bring things back to our remembrance. When we have an issue or we're going through something, it'll bring back to our remembrance how God did for us at a bad time. You know, how we were brought through out of a health issue. You know, how God helped us in a situation where our finances wasn't right. How God kept the lights on for us in a time of need, you know. But this is the Holy Ghost that brings back to our remembrance how good God has been to us and the promises that God has made to us. You know, David said, hey, he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And these are the children of God. You know, we will not be left out. Not be left out. And with the healing, you know, I look at the healing to where as if God doesn't heal my health issues, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to put him down. I'm not going to curse him. I'm going to say, Lord, your will is being done in my life. I have to accept that and keep it moving and keep that smile on my face and let people know. God, he's looking out for me, whether it's something that I want or his will being done that I might not agree with. But I say, hey, I'm not a God. You know, I was created by God for his glory. So no matter which way this thing goes, God, he's going to get the glory out of this thing. You know what I'm saying? So... It ain't all about we getting what we want all the time. But we have to keep it fresh. Keep it new. The newness. There should be a newness each and every day that we are blessed to see life. We need to do it new. Do something new. Yesterday dead and gone, I can't do that again. You know, I could try to do the same thing, but no, there's a time, my mental state, there's a location. There's other people involved, you know. I can't repeat yesterday. What I've done yesterday, I'll be judged. In the scriptures. You know? It's not that, oh, yesterday's going, boy, everybody's going to be there. I forgot about that. I ain't got to worry about yesterday. You know, the stuff I did yesterday, I'm good. But it's coming up again. Whatever it was, it's coming up again. Whether we're children of God or sinner man. It's coming up again. It's coming up again. But I'd rather be judged by the scriptures. I would rather be judged by scripture in my daily walk than for me to be cast into outer darkness, hearing it said that, depart from me. I never knew you. Depart from me into eternal fire, eternal darkness. I never knew you. I don't know. You know, it's something none of us should want to hear. Because that's there's no life in that. That's no life. And the jokes that people tell about, you know, I see my friends there or, you know, I'm having me a cold beer, you know. No. There was nothing after that. There was no turning back. There was no, well, I did this, I did that. No, we can't bargain. Once the deed has been done, there was no turning back if there was no repentance at that time. You know, I can't spend the day and wait 15 years down the line. I'm on my deathbed and say, well, I think I'll repent now. There may be no room for repentance. There may be no room whatsoever. And I am lost thinking I got a last reprieve. It doesn't work like that. But as long as I keep doing something new each and every day, doing something new for the kingdom, doing something new for the next person in line, doing something new for my neighbor, whether it's waving or speaking, you know, or letting them know that, hey, by the grace of God, I'm here. You know, I told them part of my story, so they know. They know. They know. They know. And the way I treat them is the way they treat me. And God is good. God is certainly good. Truly, God is good. I just want to ask real quick, does anybody have any comments? Anybody? No comment. Okay. Okay. To God be the glory, y'all. I thank him. And I just want to mention again, let's keep those bereaved families in prayer. Members in our church body, Unity, Holy Church of God Incorporated, those members that have passed on and family members of those members in the Unity body of Christ. Keep them in prayer. And for family, friends, neighbors, and ourselves, and the governments of this country and the world. There's, like I said earlier, there's chaos in the environment. On the West Coast, we got fires, mudslides. We got what? We got people they're losing their mind. You know, and then we come to central part of the country. We got flooding, and we got hatred. And then we come on over to the East Coast, and we got a little bit of everything. We got that mental anguish. People getting upset. They're lost. They don't know what to do. They'd rather take it out on somebody instead of asking for help. Young people are taking each other out on a regular. It's like nobody's afraid to go to jail. Nobody's afraid to lose their life to a certain extent. Hurricanes, the environment, you know, everything was cursed. But man was not cursed.
No.
Everything was cursed, but the man. And man has opportunity to get it right. Still has opportunity to get it right. And
yes, he does.
We, the people of God, we have opportunity to have obligation to, you know, we can say a word or two to somebody. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we step up to a stranger and start talking, you know, because hey, they might want to pull a gun out and blow your brains out, you know. But we ask God, use me to say a kind word. Or let your spirit lead me to somebody, you know, and what just we just can't say, well, I know these people over there, they're suffering. I'm going to go over there and do it. No, we have to ask God, because we can create things by trying to do the right thing. People have to, people have to know. I should exemplify that by the way we live, walk, and talk, you know. And God, he'll do the rest. You know, his spirit, it'll push us in the right direction. We just have to be ready. We have to put ourselves into that position where we can be used by God, you know. And we have to make sure that we've cleaned up all the sin in our life, you know. And we have to confess it. If we sinned and knew it, and we sinned and didn't know it, we have to confess that thing and get it up off of us, because we won't be used for the kingdom. We won't. Because there's nothing evil getting into the kingdom. You know? If I got a dirty mouth, you know, I ain't killing nobody or beating them, but I got a dirty mouth. I'm not getting in the kingdom unless I clean that thing up. You know what I'm saying? And just like the way I treat people, if I treat people by talking rough on them, I'm not getting them either. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't love nobody, think I got it going on, okay, I'm clean. I don't do this, I don't do that. I ain't bothering nobody, no. But we have to, we have to have that spirit of love with them. We have to. Love, sympathy, empathy, caring, compassion. We have to have it, y'all. If we don't have that, you might as well say we ain't got nothing. Because if we see them, if we see that man over there suffering, it's just like there was, I think it was three men that passed by, and the Samaritan. The Samaritan was the only one. There was a priest, and, oh, God, there was a priest. Now, these were supposed to be godly people or spiritual people, holy people. And they passed by this man, and the Samaritan, somebody that, hey, they didn't even deal with. He came through and took care of this guy, you know, because they had compassion. He had compassion. And we have to think that if I do this for this man over here, just what if I put myself in that position, that predicament? You know, not necessarily get beat up and robbed. What if I'm in a car wreck, you know, and people passing by, ain't nobody stopping, because ain't nobody got no compassion. You know what I'm saying? What then? You know?
Right.
It'd be a tough world to live in. Tough world to live in. Yeah. But we need to let it shine. Let it so shine that it can be seen, not hidden under the basket, not in the house 24/7. That they shooting around the corner? No. We pray to God. Ask God to lead and guide us, because it's something new every day in the spiritual realm, and there's something new every day in the evil world. You know, there's something new every day. Man, that's worse than last week. There's something new every day, every day, that we have to deal with. And if we consider ourselves children of God, Christians, you know, saints, we need to be up on this, how to deal accordingly, you know. Not sit there and watch news all day and say, man, that's a shame, that boy. You know, three or four people, you know, we need to be on our knees praying for this guy. Praying for him. Praying for him. That the enemy would turn him loose, you know, even though he's got consequences he has to answer to. But, you know, it's not about the body and where the body's at. It's about the soul. The soul has to go somewhere when this body goes back to the dust of the ground, you know. But God is omnipotent and omnipresent. He is all-powerful, ever-present, all-knowledgeable. Did you have a comment? Did you have a comment, sis?
No, I don't have anything yet. But...
All right, I'm gonna start to wrap it up here. But let's look at new. That word new. It's not old. It's not the same thing. You know, it's something different. It's different. It's different. A new me, a new you. You know, people are gonna remember how you used to be. And sometimes people don't want you to change. They want you to stay the way they know you. And you trying to change to get that up off of you, but your reputation sometimes follow you. Whether you, you know, whether you're living for the kingdom or not, you're still in the world. You know, oh, I remember when such and such used to do this and do that. Now look at it. We shouldn't worry about that. You know, people going to talk. People going to talk no matter. You do something good, you do something bad, you don't do nothing at all, people going to run their mouth. So we need to just leave them right there where they're at, run their mouth, because if they don't know, they just don't know. You know, they can see that light, that glow on us, but they can't understand it. Let them talk about it. Ain't no thing. Maybe one day they'll get an understanding for themselves and they'll realize what that was all about, you know. But God willing, today is Thursday in this part of the world, in some other parts of the world, if it's God's will, they're into Friday already. But as we lay down tonight, ask the Lord to provide and protect us through the night, we get to see tomorrow. It's a brand new day. Even though it's Friday, you know, we've had Fridays before. We've done certain things on Fridays. If we're working or got a job, Friday should be the last day of the week, you know. For some, of course, it's not, but it's Friday. It's a new Friday. Okay, what are we going to do on Friday? Or what did we do last Friday? Well, I guess we're going to do the same thing this Friday, you know. Hey, a new thought. A new thought means that our minds are working. Our brain is working. We need to have an open mind and not necessarily just like having your front door open and you're letting in everything up in there. No, no, just like having a screen door in the summertime back in the day. You know, you want the air to come in, but you don't want the bugs and the flies. You know, so you have something there. You have to set up a standard for our minds. We let certain things in. Other things, hey, we don't need it up in here. No. But the newness, the new things coming, the new things coming, we have to pick and choose what we want to hear. You know, the same old thing in the street when we was out there hanging out or not serving God. We're going to hear that stuff. Do we need to take it in? No, no. Mm-mm. Do we need to listen to their jokes? No, 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 no. It's not going to do us a bit of good, but keep us caught up and to the old way. There's no newness when we keep doing the same old thing, watching the same thing on TV. You know, I mentioned one time I said, honey, we got all this other stuff on TV. I'm paying for some of it. I'm paying for some of it. Some of it's, you know, some of it's free. But, you know, it's like you want to watch the same thing all the time. You know, let's watch something different, you know. And I said, well, you know, you want to watch the same thing, I'll take this other stuff off. And most times when that happens, it's like, well, what happened? I thought we had such and such. Hey, what, nobody watching it, you know? So we get rid of it, you know? But a new thing, a new thing. Read a new scripture. Go into Joel or Habakkuk, you know, or even Ezekiel. Just open the book up and you know, just see what's going on. You know, I opened the book up last night, the Joel, and I read some Amos. And I said, oh, my God, this is pointing to the new. You know, the Old Testament, it was pointing to the new and what Jesus Christ was going to do in the new, you know, about humankind, humanity. But to God be the glory, and it's that time, y'all. The word new, N-E-W, newness, a new beginning, ambassador for Christ. To God be the glory. If we're blessed to see tomorrow, let's do a new thing, okay? Let's think on a new word, ambassador for Christ, okay? Shalom, all. Be blessed, everybody. Shalom.